We come to the end of the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel reading today. Over the past 6 weeks, week by week, beginning with the eight Beatitudes and moving on, the Church has invited us to reflect deeply on this teaching that Matthew places at the head of the public ministry of Jesus. Teaching that is found in chapters 5 and 6 and 7 of St. Matthew's Gospel. In summarizing and in fulfilling the teaching and bringing it to a completion, Jesus begins by saying to those hearers, "You cannot serve two masters." And I would think that most people today would respond, "Well, I'm not so sure about that. Well, you know, I double task, I triple task, I quadruple task. I mean, I can do a number of things at the same time." That's not what Jesus has in mind. We need to go to understand the word serve. And that word is defined for us really in the book of Deuteronomy. When God gives the commandments to the house of Israel, and God says that the great commandment is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is God alone. And you shall love the Lord," and it's the same word as serve. "You shall serve the Lord with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength." So for the Israelite to serve a master is to have that master stand at the very center of the servant's life, where all other decisions and all other realities are seen in light of that reality. It is to center or to ground oneself. And Jesus is saying, you can't ground yourself in two places. You will tear yourself apart. You will become schizoid. And then he says, you cannot serve God and be consumed by greed. Of all the evils that befall human beings, greed is perhaps the most devastating of all. Greed has the ability to eat up whatever of spirit there is within a person. And to replace that with a less than human desire to acquire material things and never to be satisfied, never to have that hunger satisfied, to live forever salivating and hungry for more. Jesus says that can't be if you are to serve the Lord your God. He says at the end of the passage, God knows exactly what you need, and there is more than enough to provide for your needs. But he says to his disciples, you are first to seek the kingdom of God and God's justice. And if the justice of God is put into practice, then all that is needed will be provided. Now, over the years, as Christian people have wrestled with that text, there have emerged some principles and some reflections around how that text can be put into practice. And that particular text, seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all else will be provided for you, eventually emerged into a teaching around what is known as distributive justice. Distributive justice is simply the virtue that is supposed to be the virtue of the householder, or the virtue of the manager, or the virtue of the public servant. The one into whose hands are placed the resources of a family, of a community, of a society, of an enterprise, of an effort. And it is the responsibility of that person then to allocate those resources in such a way as all have what they need in order to live fully their lives and to do fully their work. Distributive justice is a social act. Now, that does not mean distributive justice is not the same as strict equity, where everyone is given the same. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about everyone having what he or she needs to live a full and productive life. And one person may need something very different from another person. One person may need more than another person. Or at one point in life, one person may need significantly less than he or she needed at another point in life. And what the principle is that where there is a wise community that embraces distributive justice, there is enough for all. There is enough to meet the needs of all, not the wants of all, but the needs of all. The need to live a full, productive, happy life. But if greed enters in, that overturns the principle of distributive justice. And then one only looks to one's desires, one's wants, one's hunger. And the common good, the good of others, is not taken into account. Distributive justice is very important. I learned that lesson when I was a grade school child. My brother Mike and I were the most competitive of kids you could imagine. We would watch each other like hawks to make sure that one didn't get ahead of the other. And there was an evening at the supper table when Michael and I were arguing about dessert. And we were arguing about who got the bigger piece. And it wasn't fair. And my dad finally had enough of it. He raised his fist and brought it down on the table, and the plates kind of clattered. He said, "I've had enough of you guys. Now you make a decision. Do you want a just father, or do you want a fair father?" Well, Mike and I both voted immediately. We wanted a fair father. He said, "Fair enough. I'll be fair. I'll treat both of you absolutely the same. Each will get what the other gets. Each will be held to the same standard as the other. Each will be asked to do what the other does. I will make no place for distinction." And so day after day, that was the regimen that was laid out for us. And it didn't take us very long to figure that that's not the way we wanted to live. And so after about 10 days at supper time, Mike and I asked Dad if we could vote again. And he agreed that we could vote. And at that time we voted that we wanted a father who was just, not a father who was fair. Distributive justice is not equity. It is not treating everyone the same. It is recognizing the uniqueness and the diversity of human beings and the uniqueness and diversity of the responsibility that human beings carry. And according to that understanding, proportions the resource so that all have enough. All have what they need. And yet all may well have different from the other. That teaching, that reflection, that those principles, that moral posture is what the Christian church has evolved over the years in reflecting on this passage of St. Matthew's Gospel. Seek first the kingdom of God and God's justice. And then everything you need will be provided for you.